This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as the National Guardsmen and women that are out all over the country right now, more being activated as we speak. Our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, our truckers, our warehouse, our factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And to all the people working on those oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you're doing. And let's not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got Maria in Germany saying hello to you.
Good morning, Germany.
Yep, and she's talking about the problems they're having over there in the chat room, a whole bunch of conversation going on in there right now. Okay, we were talking about the Level 4 travel alert that's been instituted on the country. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what it's essentially saying is the State Department is, I mean, they can fully enforce it, but Level 4 is do not travel outside of from the United States outside. Those that are outside the United States that need to get back in fact, I've got somebody I was trying to help out get back home yesterday, and I think he's leaving today. He arrives in Tampa, but so it's at a Level 4, but it is not so mandatory yet that they've shut down the passports. The only country where we've shut down those passports that you cannot travel into is North Korea. But that doesn't mean that that wouldn't happen, you know, at the snap of your fingers. So we still have an awful lot of Americans around the world that likely would like to get home. And some have chosen to stay where they are. So, it's just where we are.
Now, our VA is ramping up here for everything that's going on. People don't understand that when the going gets tough and the tough get going, that the VA is capable of also setting up mobile mass units and different things to help out not only the veterans, but the general public altogether.
But the VA, they've pulled that trigger, and what the VA has is in some locations, more so than others, they have bed availability.
Yep.
And the bed availability is there for those locations that need it. The VA is doing what some of the other medical facilities are doing too, and that is not doing elective procedures in order to keep beds available. So the VA is is now, I mean, they've always had this ability, but certainly under the Stafford Act and a couple of others that, that Trump has pulled the trigger on, the VA is now considered to be a civilian medical facility if needed.
Now, speaking of triggers, there's a game changer in the mix, and this is what the president had to say yesterday.
So we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. When you go with a brand new drug, you don't know that that's going to happen. You have to see and you have to go long tests. But this has been used in different forms, very powerful drug in different forms. And it's shown very encouraging, very, very encouraging early results. And we're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. And that's where the FDA has been so great.
Now, he's talking about hydroxychloroquine and...
chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Both of those have been used here in the United States rather often. It's not just a test situation. I mean, there are doctors out there that are doing it, and in fact, some of them are prescribing it in New York facilities. And we're kind of going slow on it because, guess what? Most of the drug comes from China. And we do see exceptional results with cutting the length of the illness almost into like 3 days instead of, you know, weeks and or several weeks. So now what we have to do is look at it more closely as it applies, because I mean they do it on a kind of an exceptional basis when they prescribe it. But you know, the patient has to be careful because, I mean, you can't have some side issues with it. But for the most part, it's a very safe drug. And we don't want to end up with some kind of a shortage until we can get it into some kind of full production.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, there's also some other drugs involved. Australia and France have been doing some testing. Japan has been doing some testing with a drug. And believe it or not, the Ebola virus supposedly has some potential positive effects here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's Mike Gallagher. His studio's right around the corner from where I'm at. They're right here in the same radio station. And you can hear him later on during the daytime on many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA. Their red, white, and blue logo is on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You look at the right tab of the homepage of the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and you will see the opportunity for you when you click on that link to not only win the free gun a day giveaway, but also to win a bunch of cash, which is going to be given out after Labor Day. And you got to sign up to do it. You can't just say, oh, I want that. You got to fill out the information and sign up to do it. And also, after you get done doing that, consider becoming a member. Because membership has its advantages, and right off the bat, depending on what level of membership you get, you can wind up with $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine from the USCCA. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and then click on the USCCA logo link right there in the right tab, and good luck to you. We want to announce somebody winning either the gun or the cash, one or the other, or maybe both. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, Senator Tom Cotton, in lieu of everything that's been going on, and most of our pharmaceuticals come from China, which is a big mistake. By the way, insulin, China. And one of my listeners goes, what? I said, yep. China. So Senator Tom Cotton, as well as Senator Marsha Blackburn, and I believe there's a Democrat, too, involved in the mixer somewhere, have introduced legislation to require all meds be made, all pharmaceuticals for the United States military and Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid people to be made in the United States of America, no more China.
Sounds great.
and yeah. I'm all for it, which is, you know, I would say that it's probably 20 years overdue.
Mm-hmm.
However, for the sake of argument, let's say this passes tomorrow on a bipartisan basis, both houses, and Trump signs it into law.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it would be before we could get pharmaceutical operations here in the United States to replace and start, you know, China and start manufacturing the 500 top prescription drugs that we need?
Several years.
Yes. So it's a start, and we should have been there a long time ago. It's a start. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Senator Hawley, Marsha Blackburn, Tom Cotton, Rubio, Cruz, handful of others, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really, what it's really addressing is the supply chain. And I understand, too, that the other piece of all of this is the ventilators.
Right.
We've got two or three companies here in the United States that manufacture these ventilators, but they're also very small companies with, like, 50 employees or less. And so they can only produce, say, 25 a day. And we need a lot more than that. Right now, the majority of our ventilators come from where? Ding, ding, ding.
China.
And what has China threatened us with? Well, here, we'll ship you all the ventilators you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can have, but they're not giving us the circuit boards.
Now, Elon Musk has offered to make some, right?
Well, so some of the car manufacturers have offered to do such.
Okay.
However, that all sounds great and wonderful, too. But understand, things are not all that easy, because right now, across the United States, there are only 155,000 people that are certified that can run, manage, set up, and administer those ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough people that are ventilator experts. I mean, you got 155,000 people across the United States. I mean, you could have 155,000 just in one state that need a ventilator. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it isn't all that.
Must,
at least we're taking steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that what Trump is doing, fascinatingly enough, is he's understanding the other 23 or 25,000 pages of Obamacare. Because he's having to plow through all of those regulations. Remember, Obamacare was only 2,200 pages.
Right.
It was the 25,000, you know, regulation pages that came later.
Mm-hmm.
And fascinatingly enough, not one Democrat so far has brought up any of these things. Have he's always been Republicans.
Yep. Well, and that's interesting. Now, let's talk about a little money here. The Senate GOP stimulus plan that's out there now looks like it's $1,200 to every adult that could be paid as soon as possible, as soon as April. However,
3 weeks.
However, if you haven't filed a tax return in a while, don't expect to see $1,200 because you got to be one of the people that's been reporting your taxes, and with the amount reduced starts at $75,000 and drops down. Now, there may or may not be some money for the businesses after that, and even some individuals, maybe, but it's going to be a lot less than the $1,200.
Yeah, and I think it's higher for, you know, married with children and so forth and so on.
Right, right.
And the other piece of that is we have no concept of how we would distribute these checks yet. We have
right.
no idea.
Right.
None. So I appreciate the hard work that they're, you know, doing with this. I think it's very important. But just like, you know, the other two things we just talked about, it's very difficult logistically
mm-hmm.
for government, one, to turn this fast, as fast as they're turning on all this. And then to kind of pull the trigger on it and make it all happen. You know, FEMA can distribute checks pretty fast in the case of hurricanes and whatnot, damage and flood damage and so forth. But this one's going to obviously be a bigger deal.
Well, I remember George W. Bush and the $250, and that took about 6 months to put together.
I rest my case.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Now, jobless claims look like they're going to climb way up real fast. We could see about 1.5 million people out of work as soon as next week. Not this week, but next week. What say you?
Well, this is really a lot of the discussions that the Trump White House and along with Treasury and whatnot are having, because, you know, these checks sound all great and wonderful, but then you got the job claims, jobless claims are going up along with. So we're right now, where are we at, like 2-3.5% or whatever the unemployment rate is, or whatever it was 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're doing the algorithms and they're doing the math. Can it be, can it jump immediately to 12%, or would it jump to 12-20%? So this is going to hurt. This is the reason that, you know, Trump made the big announcement yesterday about famoprevir, otherwise known as Avigon, which is obviously the versions of the chloroquine drug.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, interestingly enough, Wuhan used chloroquine on 340 patients, mm-hmm. and it was approved by the China Science and Technology Minister.
Mm-hmm.
People tested negative after being administered that drug after 4 days. Mm-hmm. So, lots of things in place.
Okay, and finally, the U.S.-led coalition troops had pulled out of that base in the western part of Iraq. They pulled back, and I don't know where we're going to go with all that. Do you?
No, but we also have COVID-19 cases now with our military. I think we've got 22 of them in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowing things down. All right, real quick, let's take a phone caller. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Catwoman. How
okay.
are you doing?
You got about 30 seconds, so go for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just real quick, if people are going to be off, like we're going to be off, I did do some checking on, you know, like the mortgages and stuff like that, just in case we needed to, you know, be out of work for an extended amount of time. I mean, we're okay so far, but I just advise everybody to, call all their bills and mortgages and stuff and find out what their plans are, because they do have plans in effect, and, they do not affect your credit rating at all. Everyone I've called does not affect their credit rating. They've all come up with some kind of plan for this crisis that's going on, so that might help everybody out.
Well, you guys enjoy your vacation, and even though I know you'd rather be trucking, and here comes the music.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Catwoman and Road Dog, and Denise, we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, Catwoman and Road Dog, and that's a good point made by Catwoman and Road Dog. By the way, some things came down yesterday about your power bill and... let's see, your water bill and that sort of stuff that they weren't going to, I don't know, they've given people extra time or something in my area. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
President Trump at the White House Corona Daily Briefing trying to remain optimistic that the U.S. economy will come roaring back after we get through the coronavirus pandemic.
We will get rid of the virus, and hopefully it'll be sooner, far sooner rather than later.
Now, the president telling reporters the data shows many people who've come down with the virus showing improvement. As for the latest coronavirus numbers, here in the U.S., so far, more than 11,000 people infected. More than 150 people have passed away. In other news, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis warning spring breakers.
The party's over in Florida. You're not going to be able to congregate on any beach in the state.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you would like the opportunity to have a long and prosperous career, starting out at about $60,000 a year and working your way out and up into some figures that you could only imagine, then I want you to listen to this. This is the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you a little bit more about the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to better serve you. They have one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. So if you're up there in New England or upstate New York or, New Jersey, anywhere up through there, check out the campus at Concord, Massachusetts. Now, I'll also tell you about the one that's down here in Clearwater, Florida.
because I'm in Tampa, and across the bay over in Clearwater, Florida, is the National Aviation Academy campus. So, you can find out about either one by going to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. But here's the more important thing. Call them and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Their number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, again, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Tell them you want to take the tour. Okay. Two people have been charged, two New Jersey men, are facing charges that they use drones to smuggle contraband, such as marijuana, steroids, syringes, and cell phones, into a civilian prison located on Joint Base McGuire-Dix in Lakehurst in New Jersey. Wow. And they're throwing a book at these guys, as well you might expect they would. By the way, all battle assemblies for the U.S. Army Reserve units have been suspended indefinitely. This coming from Lieutenant General Charles D. Lucky, who happens to be the chief of the Army Reserve and commanding general of the U.S. Army Reserve Command. The Army is also adjusting its Combat Training Center rotation calendar, which will immediately impact soldiers from the Washington National Guard as a response to the novel coronavirus upends life across the force. A brigade, is now being made available for the Washington governor, as the Army adjusts its rotations. By the way, the old Hickory Division, that's a very famous division in the Army, the 30th Infantry Division. President Trump has directed the Army to award the Presidential Unit Citation to the 30th Infantry Division. And congratulations to them. Quite an award. By the way, the COVID-19 is dampening the European exercise, but the Army Chief of Staff is telling everybody that all is not lost. It may have dampened the Army's major division-level exercise in Europe with some 18,000 to 20,000 soldiers, but the Chief of Staff of the Army said that important lessons the Army had hoped to garner from the massive event had already been learned. Like, for example, transporting all the equipment over there. Getting it over there in a timely manner. And Fort Carson, Colorado, which is where Al was the other day. I think his son may be stationed over there. I'm not sure. But Fort Carson, Colorado is going to open a coronavirus screening and testing center to serve as a dedicated facility for patients experiencing symptoms that they believe could be the virus. So that will be the place to go, I guess, in Colorado if you're in the Army. Now, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service is also warning sailors to be aware of a new crop of online scams sparked by the coronavirus. There is, in fact, and you will be getting, if you haven't already, robocalls pertaining to places you can go to, things you can sign up for, just send me the postage and handling, that sort of stuff. You've heard them before. So be very leery when you either get a phone call or you get something online sent to you in your email about coronavirus. Be very, very leery. Now, the Yokosuka Naval Base in Japan, Child Development Center, is closed. after a child who regularly attended the Navy facility there was tested for the COVID-19 virus and came down positive. The center could reopen as soon as Monday. We'll see. Right now they're sanitizing the place. And all across the Navy, make no exception, all across the Navy, they are having cases of coronavirus positives break out. By the way, the Navy also postponed the remaining advancement exams, so sailors that were interested in adding a chevron to so on or a petty officer crow following the spring advancement cycle are going to be waiting a bit longer as everything's been put off. Might well expect that. Now, the Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein, said that 7 active duty airmen have been confirmed now to have the COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. This comes from Air Force cargo planes, if you will, that were moving the coronavirus test kits. And that's how they came down with the positives. Wow. Also, according to the Air Force, fighter accidents rose in 2019 despite the overall decline in mishap rates. That's a thing I'm sure they're going to get corrected really quick. And the Marine Air Show at Cherry Point. Oh, no, say it's not so. The 2020 Cherry Point Air Show, originally scheduled to take place from May 1st to May 3rd, has been canceled in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus, according to the Marine Corps. That's too bad. I've been to that one a couple times in the past. It's a real good one. Real good one. And 2,500 Marines will stay in their barracks for 14 days to prevent the spread of coronavirus at the start of the 6-month rotation to Australia's Northern Territory next month, according to the Marine Corps. We'll see how that all works out. And there have been 23 states so far where the governors have mobilized components of their Army and Air National Guard to assist in their state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. There may be more. I suspect there will be. And Denise Simon is telling me that the U.S. naval ship, the hospital ship Mercy, is not going to California. All right. One of the ships is still in at their dock. They haven't gone out yet because they still aren't ready to get on the water and go, but it is what it is. Okay. Dallas telling me it wasn't his son that's at Fort Carson. It's his brother-in-law. All right. Got it. Works here as a worker on the base, retired warrant officer. Okay. Very good. All right. We'll be right back. And Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us and will be with us. And we'll ask him some questions about what's going on, especially the financial ones. We'll get into the money aspect and all that, and we'll see what we can find out. We'll see what he thinks about the world, according to Chris. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her very much. She's listening to us up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Charleston, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from good old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning. Now, joining us, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. But first, I got to tell you, don't forget about Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Those of you that are around and you want some really good stuff, that's the place to go. Not only do they have the store there, and by the way, there's business as usual at Mixon's Fruit Farms, business as usual at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. You kids that are down here from college and you're bored, want something to do, go take the tram ride. Go take the ride through the Grove and see what they have to offer. Go take a look at the animals they have that are conducive, native to Florida, including the big old walligator that's in there. You got a big old crocodile, an American crocodile that's in there in one of their exhibits, and you'll love seeing all of that, plus the other animals that are native to Florida. But the Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside, and they got all kinds of great food there, great sandwiches. And by the way, my Captain's Club is up there on the board. You'll see it up there. Order that. You're not going to be disappointed. It's a good sandwich. And they've also got the orange swirl ice cream for dessert when you get done. You got to get into that orange swirl ice cream. That's the best part of it. Because that's what Chris Markowski likes the most, right, Chris?
That I do. But you, some of the sandwiches you talk about sound pretty darn good, too, just so you know.
Well, that Captain's Club is a big one, I'll tell you. They make club sandwiches, and they make sub sandwiches. And this one here, it's all you can eat, believe me. And go there hungry. Now, we've got a lot of things going on right now with this coronavirus. The market, by the way, is reacting for the second day in a row. Now, this is unusual because it hasn't been doing this. It's reacting fairly decent looking at the futures. Everything's in the green. I'm not going to say another word because I don't want to jinx it. But it looks like we're going to have another good day in the market. And slowly but surely, the uncertainty is going away when you get the president yesterday talking about not one, but two different drugs that they found that have been used that work on this coronavirus.
I've been watching the press conference. I watched yesterday, and, you know, these are some of these drugs are they're older drugs, and hopefully they go about working. We also had last night is the governor of California just shut down the state completely. I know in Florida, no more beaches. They closed them down there. If we can get out of the woods in 2 weeks and get people back to work, that will be a phenomenal thing, and that's what we need to do. If we do that, then you're going to have a rally like we've never seen before. And things will turn out great. And that, we need to set a date. I know I went off on a rant the past couple of days on your program. I can't stress this enough. We've got a wonderful country, and my dream has always been, the reason why I do the show, what I do is I want my kids to grow up in a world where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. We're not going to have that country, if we're shut down for 2, 3, 4 months. It's just not going to happen. Too many businesses are going to go away. And to come back from something like that, I don't even know how you do it. The government can't write enough checks to make that work. It's just not possible. So let's hope that the wiser heads prevail and people say, okay, enough is enough, and we're opening up within the next month. And the sooner the better.
Now, this money that they're giving out, we've got one of our listeners that just asked me a question to ask you. Joe Bag of Donuts, that's what he calls himself, Joe Bag of Donuts. He says, I'm on Social Security and don't file because I don't make enough. Am I shut out? Well, I think he might be, because my understanding is if you're not in the IRS system and you haven't filed a tax return, you are not going to get any money. Is that correct?
He's probably right. And, you know, Bag of Donuts, just because you don't make enough, you should still probably file those taxes.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you do.
Because you're not going to pay the taxes. And that was the deal with the George W. Bush thing, too. You had to have filed a tax return to get the $250.
You're always supposed to file. Even if you don't have to pay, you file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think he's out of luck there. And I do remember that happened to some of my friends back in whenever it was when George W. Bush did it the first time. So what are we going to do? Is it going to be $1,200 to every adult?
I think that's Mitch McConnell's starting point. And then you obviously have to negotiate with the Democrats. It'll probably end up being more. I think that's where probably he went. It'll probably end up being two. I don't know exactly. I really don't. All I know is that those checks that go out, we need to make it short and sweet. That's the reality. Short and sweet, get the checks out to the people, get the country up and running again. That's what's important.
And we are definitely going to be moving sooner rather than later. I just don't see us sitting on our hands for the next 2 or 3 months doing nothing. I don't know anybody, even the big businesses that can sit there and have $0 coming in.
No, you can't. You can't. And again, you know, I was talking about this. I said, you know, I've had a lot of jobs in my life. And, you know, so you've always, you know, sometimes you'll have a job and so you might get at some point in your time, your listeners might remember where you might have gotten laid off or whatever it may be. You know what you do that day? You go out, you look for another job. You got all these people that are laid off that can't even look for a job. I mean, they're worried about when are they going to get their next check? How are they going to pay their rent? How are they going to put food on the table? And I was a kid once too, and 21 years old in New York, you know, of course, starting my life out, you know, at apprentice on Wall Street, waiting tables and bartending. If I couldn't wait tables and bartend, I would have had to move back home. I wouldn't have known what to do. And this type of uncertainty out there is no good. People can hold out if you give them a date, if you tell them, hey, listen, we're going to hunker down, we're going to do this, we're all in this together, and we're going to do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever it may be, and say, you know what, at that date, we're going back. And the reality of the situation is, yeah, we may have to still do some social distancing things, maybe wear gloves on the train or the subway or whatever it may be, you know, take some extra precautions, but we can't shut the country down. We can't destroy capitalism.
Well, they have destroyed, in Florida, they have destroyed tourism for the rest of the year down here because they've shut down the beaches, they've shut down the amusement parks, they've shut down downtown in Orlando. What the heck, I forget they call it, that street down there. But all of it, I mean, the beaches are closing, the Panhandle, the popular beaches, and the ones down on the East Coast and over here on our side. It's just not pretty.
No, it's not. And, well, listen, you know, it's on the bright side, you know, it's getting hit right now, but people are going to come. They're going to come back to Florida once things open up. People are going to be raring to go because, you know, you're cooped up in your house. I think people are going to probably want to have a really good time. And, I know you're going to take the, you know, the economy is going to take a hit, but it'll come back. But it won't come back when you got that, you know, you got your great, you know, sponsors on your show and all these great places that have been there. They can only survive for so long with no revenue coming in. And all the little restaurants and all the great places that we know and love. And, you know, Tampa's really starting to boom. Great new restaurants that you have down there. How long can they stay open? How long can they stay in business when they can't get any revenue? They can't. And they're all going to go under. So we got to get back to work.
And they will sooner rather than later, in my humble opinion. And we'll just wait and we'll go from there and see what happens. Now, jobless claims. How fast is this thing going to go up to, say, 10% unemployment?
Almost instantaneously. I mean, think about the hundreds of thousands of people all around the country, if not millions, that have had to file for unemployment. I mean, just try to put it, get your arms around, you know, all of them, you know, whether, you know, it's big up here in New York and around Long Island, the New York City area. We do weddings like nobody does weddings up here.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the people, the florists, the limo drivers, you think about all of the businesses right now where you have to say, I love you, but I can't afford to keep you on anymore. Now, my clients are in the country, you know, all of their portfolios have taken a hit. Everybody has. Mm-hmm. Are they concerned about that? No. They know they got high quality companies that are going to come back. My clients are small business owners. They're calling up, some of them crying because they have to lay people off. They have no choice. They're upset because they're not working anymore. That's the issue. That's where people are really, really bent out of shape about. We got to get through that.
Right. And that's what's going on here because I noticed last night the air flights out of Tampa, there weren't as many planes flying in and out, number one. And they had all those Uber guys that hang out behind us in the hotel parking lot. And there must have been 15 or 20 of them back there. And I didn't see but maybe one or two of them move for the 2 or 3 hours that I was just kind of paying attention, going in and out. But anyway, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Monday morning. You have a great, great, great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And when we come back, Frank Salvato will be with us. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.